Okay, we begin the next chapter in Bavavi, on page Kuf Pei, Perek Yud Ches, Yiras HaShleimus Ubinyan HaRatzon, the fear of being complete and the building of the desire, which is very important, Perek. Okay, subcategory, Yiras HaKavod Magdrega LiYechidi Skula, the Yira of fear, of honor, that is a limited level for only the greatest people. Let's recap quickly. We explain there are five levels of fear. Yiras ha'einish, yiras ha'kavod, yiras ha'shleimus, yiras ha'raimus, yiras ha'chet. The five are the fear of punishment, the fear of losing one's honor, the fear of achieving, of not achieving the perfection that one wants in life, the awe of the greatness of Hashem when one is serving Hashem, and the fear that we have of not treating Hashem properly even when we're not in the direct service of Hashem. We discuss at great length that first level of fear of punishment. The second level, that's called fear of honor. In a certain way, that second level, its acquisition is similar to fear of punishment. Just as we explained, that with yiras ha'onesh, fear of punishment, a person by nature, it's hard for him to be afraid because of the punishments of Gehenim. It's something you can't feel. Only the soul can feel how bad Gehenim is. That's why it's hard for us to be scared of it. So let's look at the next level, the fear of losing one's honor in the world to come. In Gan Eden, you won't have such a good spot. And the other guy who you thought was a nobody is even better than you. Man, what kind of embarrassment that's going to be when Joe Blow is on a higher level than you and you, everyone thought you were the big guy. So guess what? That's very hard for us to imagine as well. Just like you can't imagine what it's like to be in Gehenna, you can't imagine how the other guy will be spiritually higher than you. So kach gamin ha'kavod b'Gan Eden, so it is with the honor in Gan Eden. Kiven shu dover she'enu muchash yetzal yehodim. Since it's something a person can't feel, me'la mishamaker osov yedelav zurak haneshama. The only one who can really understand is a neshama of a gufa adam enochashos, but a person's body can't feel this. And in order to really acquire this level, it requires a person to activate the power of tzir, the power of, what do we say? The other word is not just imagination, picturing it in your mind, right? The ability to be able to put it, the picture in your mind. And that's not an easy one. We already said that's a very difficult idea to visualize exactly and to feel that visualization. There are certain unique individuals that by nature their desire for honor is very strong. And for them, it's easy to reach this level of worrying about losing this honor without using visualization. But for most people, the power of honor isn't so revealed. I don't know about that. Anyway, and therefore, this level of being afraid of not having the covet in Gan Eden, they can only get it through visualization. And since we already explained earlier in this book, that the power of visualization for most people nowadays is extremely weak. Therefore, in general, there's not a need to use this a lot. In other words, it's not going to work. Misha Yachol, someone who can do it, Matov Manoim, how good that is. Misha Bikdei Liknos, Samatrega, so Hazu Yisak Lahar Beisman. But if for someone's going to take a lot of time to visualize this, Adif Loshnikna Reishis call us Yiras Onish Kipshuto, Misham Ve'elch Yidalei, Lishalef Abba, Shu Yiras Ashlemus. It's better for such a person that once you got yiras ha'onesh of punishment, skip a step and jump to the next level of yiras ha'shleimus. You're going to forget, you're going to lose your perfection. Interesting. So the tzaddik is saying, let's forget about this level. Stop worrying. Don't try to use this thing. Well, I'm not going to have so much pleasure in Olam Haba. The other guy's going to have better cover than me. Okay, if that works for you, fine. If you hear it and it resonates and it does something for you, okay, welcome to a very unique club. But most people, it isn't going to work. So let's just skip right to Yiras HaShleimus. Next page. Vaday shebechol dilug tmuna sakana mesuyamas. I'll grant you, whenever you skip a step, there lies buried in there a certain type of danger. As he said many times in the book, Yiddishkeit is a step-by-step program. You got to get the first floor and the second floor. You got to first understand that there is a creator, and then you got to understand the creator is right here next to you, and then from there you move on to other things, and if you don't have those, you shouldn't even be thinking about Yiras Hashem. But, there's certain judicious skips that are required. But since the difficulty in acquiring this level is relatively high, it's difficult. Uzman hashka meruba, and the time to sink your, to invest in this is going to be great. A lot of investment. We don't have that much time to learn as it is, so the return is hard. The invest time is a lot. And it could very well be that for most people, and they're engaged so much in trying to get this idea of fear of losing the covet, the losses are greater than the advantages. Let's jump to the next level, which is Yiras HaShleimus. So he spent a whole page telling you why he's making a skip, which is important. Sometimes it's better to know what not to work on. Instead of investing time on a whole thing, see, from his experience, he says, it's not worth spending time on it. Understanding suffering and punishment and developing a year from that, that is worth investing time, and that is the will of Hashem. But worrying you're going to lose you're not going to have such a great Olam Haba, and you're going to be so embarrassed that others are burying you, let it go. And you find that true, and I'll tell you a simple example of that, right? Generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, people don't mind if they don't get an aliyah all the time. They don't mind if everyone's running up to be the chazan, and if they don't get shlishi, it doesn't bother them. And in a way, that's good. In a way, it's bad. It's good when you have machlokes, but it's bad that it doesn't bother you. Don't get it because you don't realize how chashuv it is. You don't realize how chashuv it is to get an aliyah. It's a real honor. It's a proper honor. And it's something you, on the one hand, should think of fighting for. But it doesn't bother you. For foolish things we fight over. That guy wanted to buy the house and we wanted to buy the house. We're going to fight it out with them. That bothers you how they got the house and we didn't get the house. The aliyah, big deal. Is my kid not going to be the big, smartest in Talmud? Not a big deal. As long as he's the smartest in math, that's what's important. Well, I mentioned once where I had a teacher in grade 11, right, who was giving us a Gemara test. He walked down the middle of the test, and the kid said, Rebbe, aren't you forever going to cheat? He says, I wish you guys would want to cheat on a Gemara test. You don't even want to cheat on the Gemara test. Alavai, you'd want to cheat. That means you want to do good on it. So it's the same thing, this Olam Haba thing, we're not living it every day. And therefore, we don't really realize what we're going to be missing when we don't get such a good Olam Haba. And frankly, very few people are embarrassed that other people are smarter than them in Torah. So it's not going to work. Now, for some, it might work, but it's just not going to work. So therefore, let it go. And it'll be another one of the many things we will never know in life. So, but at the end of the day, we got to focus on things we can accomplish on. So it goes to the next section. Hakara v'ratzon mevi'im lahasogas yiras hashleimus. We will need recognition and desire will bring a person to reaching the next level, which is fear of perfection. Yiras hashleimus perusha sharam reitzav v'shoyef liyasholem. The first point of this fear of I might not reach the perfection I'm supposed to be, that only works if a person wants to be perfect. Minor detail. You gotta wanna be a person of shleimus. If you don't wanna have shleimus, then there's nothing to be afraid of. So we gotta work on that. So maya shleimus, what is this shleimus that we're talking about? Lutzaro told us already in the beginning of the Nesil Shasharm, Ki Hashleimus Amiti Hurak Hadveikus Bo Yisbarach. The true Shleimus is cleaving to Hashem. That's what Tovid HaMelech said. For me, being close to Hashem is good. And he also said, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem Osavakei Shiv Meis Hashem Kol Yimechai Lachos Blah 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 Blah. I only ask for you one thing, that I should be able to sit with you in the house of Hashem all my life. Ki rak zehu atov, that's the only good. V'kol zu laseh shechshavu b'nei adam l'tov, en ela kol hevel v'shav nita. That anything else that a person thinks is good is just vanity and narishkeit and mistakes, and that ain't it. Okay, that's the famous words we've done many times. In Cain, therefore, reishi snitzrucha korabakach shashleimus hi dveikus b'kutsh b'ruch. First, we want to understand that what's perfection is cleaving to Hashem. Le'ach ha'sheish na'akara, now that once you recognize this, tzarshia ratzoin, lirtzoyis eslem esos. You need the desire, the will, to want to have that kind of perfection. Le'ach ha'sheish na'ratzon amiti, once you have a true desire for that, megi ha'yira shema ratzon se lo yismalik, then will come the fear that perhaps that desire will not be fulfilled. Okay, so that's what we're going to have to work on for this. Now, this he feels is something that's easier to achieve than understanding you're not going to get, someone's going to have a better spot than you in Gan Eden. Because remember, Gan Eden is there. Okay, Shleimus with Hashem is still over here, which he's going to have to explain. Yeah?
Aren't these two concepts, the last one, I know we don't want to focus that much on it, this idea of getting on, or whether it's an aliyah, etc., even if it's for good reasons, doesn't that contradict the you just want to do mitzvahs for one reason, to be with Hashem? That's it. If you're in first place, last place, what does it matter? I mean, it's just, that's the focus. Is you want to be with Hashem. And if you don't get the aliyah, it's not because you don't think it's a value. It's just that there are more important things than...
Well, aliyah is an important thing, which you should want.
No, it's not that... It's not.
I'm saying people don't even care if they don't get an aliyah.
No, but this thing about the honor, like let's say, you know, an olam haba.
So what about fear of punishment? What about fear of punishment? You should do it just to be good. I should not do it just because Hashem doesn't want me to do it. Why do we have to come on to Yiras Onesh? Because guess what? That's human nature. You have to work within your nature. Right. So there is a nature to have a certain amount of covet. That's a nature. You can't get out of it. We have to have a certain degree of self-respect and all these things, and a person should have a healthy dose of that, and that works. It should work for people, right? And there's times when you need to employ it. Again, it's times to employ it when necessary, right? So they say, remember, all three of these lower levels, he said, are self-serving. Okay, and he spent a lot of time saying, and guess what? You gotta use those tools at times. Even though they're not the most lechatchila we thought, but then he says it is lechatchila. Because we have ups and downs. And when you're in your downs, this is what we have to be using. Right? We're not perfect people. And Hashem intentionally made us not perfect people. And therefore, even, you shouldn't say, what do I care about Shleimus? I just want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Right? You know, if you get to the point where you don't care about anything but the Ratzon Hashem, you lose yourself in the process. And when you lose yourself in the process, then there ain't no you anymore, which isn't good either. You have to still be you. And if there ain't any you anymore, then you don't care about anything. And if I don't, I don't. I don't do it, it's a Shabbat. And if I don't do it, so there's got to be the you is a critical part as well. Okay. So now, where am I now? Okay. Marshal Madavram. So what can we compare this to? Let him, yesh chasana. Okay, guy's gotta go to a wedding. V'munyan lagia l'chuppah. He wants to get to the chuppah on time. Ashenik v'l'shah shever. Chuppah's for 7 o'clock. Yesh na'otobus yotzi b'shah sheish. There's a bus that leaves at 6. V'yudeshim yalalav. Yaspik lagia v'zman l'chuppah. He knows he gets on the bus at 6, so make it for the chuppah at 7. Nigash adam al tachanas autobus. He gets to the bus station. V'nehu roes autobus miskarev. Kishuadayin rachuk mehat tachana. He sees the bus is pulling in as he's far away from the stop. 4 blocks away, he sees the bus pulling in. And Ka'es at this point, umisyor is afraid, Shem lo yaspik lo gil the bus. I might not make the bus in time. I don't remember. Could be. Maybe. Kechol sheretzoin elios b'chupa godol yoyser, to the degree that you really want to be at the chupa, kach yirasa shem yafsi nasa otobus tia godol yoyser. So is the fear of missing the bus will be greater. Kmo ken lehepech, so the opposite. Kechol sheretzoin elios b'chupa b'chalash rafa, if the truth is you're not really that excited to be at the chupa, therefore, the fear of missing the bus will be pretty weak. If you didn't want to be at the wedding, so one, you know, your wife said you had to go with you. Okay, so, you know, so I'll try. And then you don't, you know, you start late, you get ready late, you do everything late, and then you know you're going to be late for the bus. Well, I tried and I missed it. You know, too bad. Gamzu litova. You know, so you really didn't care. Okay, next page. Kuf pei beis. V'hanim shal. What is this really telling us? Kechol sheretzon ha'shorim lios karav l'kadosh baruch hu chazak yoser v'takiv yoser begoli. The more that it is obvious and revealed that the person wants to be close to Hashem, kach yiraso mipnei ha'avera shemanes zakir v'lebar yelam chazak yoser. So therefore will his fear of a sin preventing him from being close to Hashem will be strong. That's the whole point. How does it stop you from sinning? Is if you know that sin will take away my perfection. But that's only if you're interested in perfection. But to the more the degree that the desire is hidden, so it's only an intellectual understanding, but not one that you feel. So therefore the fear of maybe the desire won't come out will also be weak. Claimer, meaning to say, there is a great distinction between intellectual knowledge and the revelation of the desire. Be'etzem, essentially, anybody who learns Lutzaro, you believe that the goal of a person is to be close to Hashem. Everybody knows this. Hashaylei, the question is, Ad kamahu raitzahu adavar shiyodeh. How much do you want that which you know? Im hayeda hu yeda bavad, if the knowledge is just knowledge alone, memela adam eina mechuber kol kach ledvarim, he's not so attached to the words. Umein lan lo yiras, shem lo yishigim, he's not going to be afraid if he won't achieve it. Right? He just knows about it. Okay? I know that that's the case. But I don't really want it so much. So, okay. So I'm not going to achieve it. Yesh nam harbe anashim, shiyodim shema od chashiv ladas is kol hashas kul. There's a lot of people. You know, it's important to know the entire Shas. It's important. Vavu again, lo min animna at some least batel, but meshach hameshos. It's not unusual. You see, he'll waste 5 hours straight. He'll waste so much time. Right? Vav shebechesh from poshut b'chameshos alol ha'yucham lohasig od v'od yedias b'ashas. Even though with a simple calculation, in 5 hours you can cover quite a bit of ground of Talmud. Av sof kol sof, but at the end of it all. The knowledge is severed from the desire. Never expresses itself in the world of action. If this knowledge is an essential part of the person, it's the yearning of his heart and the greatest goal, and his revealed desires, mamela kol davar shenikra, v'darka v'deh memenu es hasogas davar, anything that can come up and prevent him from getting it, who eat in the latzar badol, he won't allow that to detain him, v'shtadol b'kol kochol im no'atzirzo, and he'll try his best to push away that detainment. Nimtza, comes out, imke, sheshem shloisha shalavim, keitzed megim lirzu, there's 3 steps. In order to reach this type of fear. Shalav Rishon, number 1, Hayidia Brura Besechel, Shetachlis Adam Bolama Lios Karv Labor Rayola. Number 1 is a clear understanding that the goal of a person is to be close to Hashem, but it's gotta be clear. Shalav Sheni, number 2, Shiadia Zutia Bibichinus Ratzan, that this knowledge now becomes part of your desires, Yoser Chazak V'Yoser Chazak, stronger and stronger. V'shalav shlishi, in the 3rd level, hakora brura, shavera, v'ratzim liskariv labori olam heim tarte desasri. and a clear understanding that their desire to become close to Hashem and a sin, it is a contradiction in terms. See, now that already is a higher, much higher level than being afraid to get punished. Right? Which I want to be close to Hashem, and now if I, a sin and close to Hashem don't sit in the same world. Alright? That's already more than just being afraid you're going to be punished. It's afraid I won't be able to get as close to Hashem as possible. You know? So, Lamashal, right? A young boy and a girl, right? They're crazy about each other, right? And the boy had an old girlfriend, but now he likes the new girlfriend much more. But you know what? He still wants the old girlfriend around as a spare. You know, it's nice to talk to her once in a while. No, but it's nothing serious anymore, right? But when I have her as a spare, I still have her number. She's still in my book. And whatever, we chat occasionally, text messages, whatever. So now the new girlfriend, you know, finds out about the old girlfriend. So she says to the guy, listen, if you want to have me, you got to get rid of the old one. Get rid of the old girl. She's got to be out of the book. She's not, you don't remember her number, and she's off your chat list or face, whatever it's called, right? So now, And if I hear you still have any things, thoughts about her, forget it. I ain't interested. So he's got to decide what he really wants. Do you really want this girl? The price to pay for this girl is get rid of that girl totally. And if you still want to hang around with the old girl occasionally, then you know you're giving up this girl. But you ain't getting both. Now, most guys try to figure a way to get both. They say that they tell her that I gave up the old one, right? But I won't let her know, you know, that I still call her. You know. Well, you could do that, you know, with another person with a superficial relationship. But to be attached to Hashem, you can't do that. And that's interesting. We try to apply the same rules that we use in the business world of saying one thing to one person but still having something else going on the go. With Hashem, it can't go that way. But the Shemin can't go there because at the end of the day, it's you and him. It's not a super, unless we convince ourselves that we're having a superficial relationship with him. But that's not called Dveikus. So, you know, the same thing we have to ask ourselves, what do you really want? Right? What do you really want? You know? And that's what the person has to come to terms with. Do you really want to daven in shul? You really want a daven shul. That means if you have dveikus or not, right? It's like, wow, it's the most delicious part of the day. It's more fun than anything else in the day is my davening, right? You know, so if you really want that, okay, then you're going to realize how an avera is going to take that away. You really want to have these spiritual things, and avera don't go together. So that's the decision a person has to make, which is a difficult decision. But this is a critical point to assimilate this idea. So the first idea, okay, a lot of us have that idea. The greatest pleasure is to get to the source of all the pleasure, and that's Hashem, and to be attached to Hashem. You know, I believe that that's true. But the second two steps, to really, really want it, and then if you really wanted to know how in contradiction a sin is to that, those are the ones we're really going to have to work on, and that's going to be the focus of this chapter. Okay, Kuf Pei Gimel. Yitachin matzav shabo adam yiskarv lebariola. It's possible a person can be in a situation where he's, you know, getting close to Hashem. Aval hergesh shalo klapi avera hamonas mimenu yiskarv lebariola yechalash. Right? And the feeling, towards an avera. He's doing double negatives here. It's a little bit hard to follow here. But his feelings towards averas that prevent him from getting close to Hashem is weak. In other words, you know, you want to be close to Hashem, but this understanding that an avera holds you back, that's a weak feeling. You know, even if you really want to be close to Hashem, you don't see what's so bad that an avera in terms of making away your closest to Hashem. You just don't see it. Right? You know, ilu b'shosh adam ha'yim edaber lashon hara. If when the person was speaking lashon hara, ha'yamargish, he mamish felt, Shuma'aber is called our geishem ruchanishlo. He's losing all the spiritual feelings that he has. He's blunting the spiritual sensitivities he has. Hayira ha'isahar b'yosachazot. It would be much stronger for him to, would be, to be afraid to engage in that. Right. A lot of times, you know, spouses don't realize that the fact that they look at other people destroys their relationship. And they don't get it. What's wrong that I'm friends with the secretary? Even if you're not doing anything really bad. Yeah, I'm kidding around with her. You know, we make jokes and you gotta be normal and, you know, and I schmooze with her and, I'm not saying that you have to be polite and what's the word? I don't want to say social. Polite and menschlich, you know, but it has to be very businesslike. Very businesslike, you know. It's not like, oh, Joanne, I see you're a little upset today. Tell me your problems. And you could say that's important because she's not happy. She's not going to be a good worker. And you don't want to hear Joanne's problems. You know, because once you hear Joanne's problems, then you develop a kesher with Joanne, if you like it or not. That's the way it is. So if you think she's not working so well, you know, you have your wife call Joanne. You say, you know, I see this Joanne up and she's not working so well. And that's not good. You know, you're not mechuyev to have her do a lousy job. You know, dear, why don't you come into the office tomorrow and just schmooze with Joanne? That's what you're supposed to do. You got that? Or you know, somebody else, you know, let your goyish partner speak with Joanne. It's not your business to speak with Joanne. You know, you could say good morning to her and very, you know, few pleasantries. You treat her properly. Don't yell at her. Don't scream at her. Give her enough time to do her job and say, what do we need to do to make sure that you can successfully do your job and that you feel happy in this company? You know, but that's about as far as it's going to go. You know, and if she says, you know, I got to leave home work because, you know, my kid's sick. Fine. We'll let you come go. You know, you could do those kinds of things. But if you and Joanne are in the office, she starts spilling out her heart to you. She's got this problem, that problem, or you discuss last night's Saturday Night Live, you know, feature, which you should have been watching anyway, right? And then you figure you can go home to your wife, and it's all going to be the same? It ain't. Forget it. Even if the Yetzer has convinced you, it ain't. Because your wife will never, you know, be as funny as Joanne, and not as needy as Joanne, or whatever. That's just the way the Yetzer, that's how the Sutton got Chava to sin, right? He didn't tell her first, eat from the Eitz HaDaas. He says, like, what's the story over here? Right? Let me just talk to her. And look at the Nachash. He didn't come to her and say, go eat the Eitz HaDaas. He says, so what's with the fruits over here? Can you tell me what's the score over here? Well, we can't do this. And I said, yeah, just start talking to me. Start talking to me, and then I'll get you to do anything you want. So that's you got to realize. So it's subtle, right? You don't realize. I'm talking, so what? You know, you got to be normal. You got to be nice. The Torah says, "V'afta l'recha kamocha," not Joanne. You know, not her. If there's a guy with a problem, fine, talk to him about the problem. You know, but you got to know where to hold the line. So we don't realize. So talking lashon hara, okay, you know. I'll do tshuva on it. You know, it's like, it's not that big. It is not that only that's an avera, right? It's going to destroy your ability to enjoy davening. You're not going to enjoy davening tomorrow because you're talking lashon hara today. When you're looking at certain things you shouldn't look at, it doesn't allow you to enjoy a piece of Gemara. It doesn't enjoy you to give tzedakah. All these other things, you know, you're not getting that connection. So that already is something we're very far away from understanding how the Avera and the Dveikus cannot be together. It does not work, right? They're totally incompatible. Yes, Larry?
So would that apply to like a Kiddush or a wedding or social event? Like just...
Okay, so the truth, it's a good question. Does this apply to a Kiddush, a wedding, a social event? The truth of the matter is, as one is becoming more observant, one should have less and less to do with members of the opposite sex. Okay, you know, only to the context that it is indeed an outreach situation. And when you're not in that situation, you're not doing it. So, when, you know, when a new person walks in, but I don't see that very much, because still I see the new people. Like this Shabbos, there was a new lady who came, she's sitting on the steps, during the Kiddush, nobody comes over. So I send my wife to her, right? And then I went over to her, but I don't know if anybody else went over there. And we're outreaching. We're outreaching to our friends. It's still, it's unbelievable. You know? What? Who was swarmed? What?
Everyone said
hello. Yeah, well, not when I was looking at the Kiddush.
She pulled away.
Yeah, whatever, okay. Okay, maybe it's too overwhelming. I'm just saying, the point is, you know, you shouldn't be schmoozing with all the ladies. That the more you know, people who are already members of the shul, right? The guy should not be speaking to the ladies. I can't legislate that. I can't have, you know, in a real, I don't know what it is in the Aguda, in these places when they have a Kiddush. What? It's different Kiddushes, different rooms. It should really be in different rooms. But if we do that, you're not going to have any outreach anymore. It's not going to work. But, okay, so the guys are schmoozing in that corner, and the ladies are schmoozing in that corner. You know? What's that?
That's doing that.
So you know, that's more appropriate. I mean, you know, you go to Lakewood, you go to, what do you call it, to Muncie, man, you go to the wedding halls in Muncie, man, you don't even go in the same door with your wife. You know, there's the door for the men, there's a door for the women. Go to Lakewood, man, you know, forget it. You see your wife as you get out of the car, that's the last time you see her. The next time you see her, you make up at 11 o'clock, I'll see you outside over there, and we'll leave. And that's really, they're all frum. So that's the way it should be. Shouldn't it be that way? What do you mean? It means the guy goes over, I have to wish mazel tov to the mother of the kallah. What for? What do you have to talk to her for? Right? We don't get it. We're far away from that. But that's the emes. That's the way it should be. Okay, so you know, how that's ever going to happen in our shul, I don't know. Maybe we should stop doing Kiruv and then we could do it. And maybe designate, you know, 5 Kiruv people per Shabbos. You know, say, okay, it's your job, you know, this designated Kiruv families. Truthfully, that's not a bad idea, because half the people trying to do Kiruv in our shul are doing anti-Kiruv. Right, when a million people swarm one person, that people, what's going on over there? You know, it's just, you should have, and a lot of people, the things they say are so stupid. You know, first Shabbos, you should join our shul. Like, man, out of your mind. You should join our shul. You know, we have the best, this, you know, your job is not to sell the shul the first Shabbos they come in. Your job is just to be nice. You know, you don't have to, you know, we have the greatest this, we have the greatest that. Okay, we moved into a used car shop. You know, you don't do those things. And everybody saw, oh, there's a new face. You know, and it's crazy. It's certain people, they mean well, and they really are so poor in social skills, and they don't even see how poor they are. They do more damage than good. And then we wonder why things don't work out so well. So I'm going to start saying, okay, nobody should talk to any guests except for these 3 people are the designated schmoozers. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I can't. I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, back to our topic at hand, right? If a person doesn't sense that speaking Lashon Hara is incompatible with Shlemus and attachment to Hashem, then it's going to be very hard. Avalanisayan, 4th line. Shakarish Baruch Hu Nasan La'adam Ba'olam Hazehu. But what is the test that God gives in this world? Shibashashua over Avera. So Hashem makes it that at the moment that we're thinking and we do the Avera, Tchushaso Hi Shader Hashem Slecha. Our reaction always is, as we're about and as we're doing Avera, is that the ways of the wicked are successful. V'lorak Hatzlacha Mevchinis Gashus, not only in physical success, he doesn't even think that he does the Avera, he's separating himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you think, I talk in shul, It's not a problem. I do this, I do that. It's not a problem. It's not going to be any less religious. I'm going to turn to the, I'm on the way to the Daf Yomi, and therefore I'm parking in somebody's spot. As I'm going to the Daf Yomi, I'm blocking the rabbi's car. I'm taking the rabbi's spot. Whatever. It's not important. I'm going to the Daf Yomi. You got to realize that you're not going to learn anything in the Daf Yomi. It's not going to go. But you already know you can do it. And that it's a built-in, incredibly non-logical Yetzirah that you have. Don't worry, everything will be fine. L'chaim, therefore, even though you have a clear understanding that the goal of life is being close to Hashem. And there's a strong yearning to get close to Hashem. Even if you have that. But it's not necessarily so that that knowledge and even desire will create within yourself a fear of doing a sin. He feels a desire to get close to Hashem. You can't feel that that desire and the yearning to do the Avera are two incompatible things. He doesn't feel that doing a sin prevents him from this yearning to be close to Hashem. There are two things that we have to know, and there's two things that we really have to want. And when you deeply investigate any issue, it always boils down, you know, any problems usually boil down to a lack of ratzon. That's what it usually is. So, yediyah, you gotta know, shatach l'zili skarv l'bar yelam. You gotta know that the goal is to get close to Hashem. And therefore, v'ratzon l'skarv l'bar yelam. You have to have a yearning to be close to Hashem. K'mokein yediyah sh'avera hine hefech ha'ratzon u'monas k'ir Hashem. You also have to know that the aver is the opposite of that. And you have to have akora amitis sh'avera monas k'ir Hashem. And you have to have a deep feeling and recognition that it does do that as well. All right? And therefore you've got to want to not do the Avera, because you've got to really want it not to happen to get in the way. Each one of these points, to want to be close to Hashem, and to really, you know, want to avoid Averos, this takes a long, long avoida. Let's try at least to make a first inroad as much as possible. In other words, what can we do to develop the proper ratzon? And what he's going to do in a slow way is really give us a yesod for any ratzon. He says it's going to go beyond what we're, even though we're at this point in the book, it's kind of, well, you know, really, I should have told you this at the beginning of the book kind of thing. Like, you know, like, about how do you cultivate a ratzon properly? That's really going to be the main point of the next few pages, is how do you develop a proper ratzon? Okay, so now this next page is going to not really get to the point that quickly. So next subcategory is called Avoda on Lekudas HaRatzon Mishtan Merom Orem. This work of the point of desire changes from person to person. Niftach b'nekuda ha'pshuta harishon. Let's start with the most simple first point. You know that the goal of a person get close to Hashem. Hashelahi eich yediyah zu hofechas lios lechem chuko shalom yom yom shosha. The question is, how does this knowledge turn into, we call him the daily bread? In other words, his staff of life for the person on a daily basis. In other words, how does he live with it? Okay, you know that. Okay, so how do you really, really want it every moment of your life? Okay, next page. Kuf it out. Nekudazu, yachas menekudish shekasheino son. This point is one of these points. If you ain't got it, kol mahalach avodas Hashem nechsa. Your whole pathway of service Hashem is lacking. If you don't really, really want to be close to Hashem, it ain't going to work. Merna chazanish kvar kosef. The chazanish says, he says 1 hour of focused concentration is much better than hours of laziness. You know, like, if you know you have an exam in a month, So you take the book with you a month before and start to study. You know what happens. Phone rings, you go to the phone, pop up on the computer, comes an email, you come to the email, and you keep on wandering away from that book, right? Right. Now you've done that for 27 days. Tomorrow is the final exam. Guess what? You will now cram for 8 hours without one second thinking about anything else. Focused concentration is a lot better than hours of laziness. Klomer, Dover Shemalava Imratzon, something that is accompanied with a strong Ratzon, Yeshlo Kiyam will remain. But something that it comes from a weak and dangling ratzon, there's almost no hope it's going to come out anything good. Building a true wanting requires a lot of fundamental avoda. Even though we're talking about, you know, the ratzon now, as we're what? She got in the Midrash here, as we're talking about a certain level of Yira of Shlemus. And now I'm belaboring this point of how to develop this Ratzon. The truth of the matter is, this service, this type of Avoda, right, it applies before as well. And it depends, and it's different with all kinds of people. For example, there could be a person who doesn't have a natural desire to uncover the amuna that is already within side of himself, which could be to certain external factors. And you have to be careful. You can't say he doesn't have a natural desire to have amuna, because every Jew has an neshama and innately wants to have amuna. It's in there. But, you know, you might not sense it because of the external factors that are there. In other words, it might not externally, you know, be easy for you to develop amuna. And for him, you got to wake up the yearning for amuna. Now, there could be another guy who's really strong in the amuna, but he doesn't have the natural inclination to want to daven. He doesn't think that tefillah is his life. You got to wake up that ratzon. In other words, everyone has a different ratzon. Everyone's built in certain things people more like to do that are more spiritual, and certain spiritual things they don't like to do so much. They're not into it. And you got to build that ratzon. Klimer, meaning to say, everybody's born with a certain level of wanting, and it changes from topic to topic. A certain guy wants to do chesed. Other guys want to learn Torah. It's hard for him to do chesed. Some of them want to do both. It's hard for them to daven. Some guys, they like to learn. They like to learn. They enjoy learning. But to share money, they can't do it. Other guy wants to do both, but he doesn't like to daven. It's a big problem in yeshivas. A lot of boys like to daven. They don't want to learn. You know why? No one ever, did you ever hear a compliment in yeshiva? Did you ever hear a Rosh Yeshiva compliment a student? My, oh my, he's such a strong davener. Never. Only is he a good learner. Yeah, good learner. Yeah, they give, even in schools, you know, if he learns 100 Mishnayos Baal Peh, he gets this prize. 150 Mishnayos Baal Peh, he gets that prize. No, guy comes to davening on time and is davening every day for a week. Does he get a prize? Oh, finally. Fine. Yeah, it never happened. Not when I was in school. Well, in my school, they give me a prize for nothing. But even in the letters, you never get it. Yeah, a guy, the best davener of the week. Really was an amazing davener. Well, it doesn't happen. So, last two lines. Lachain, therefore, call nekuda nekuda shadam oivere aleha. Any point that the person is working on. Call echa levinyon, everyone according to their main topic. Of la'or eso kodav es nekuda sarosh. You gotta wake up the point of desire. She yirt sabem es lavor aladavar. You really want to work on it. And this is really a very important job that parents and teachers, their primary job as educators and parents is to arouse a child's ratzon. That's what really has to happen. It's not so much teaching them the information. It's get them to want to learn. That's the biggest job. Not to learn, but to get them to want to learn. Once you get them to want to learn, you'll see it'll be so much easier to sit down and learn with them. So that is an avoda that we'll have to discuss.